This is The Morning Drive Show.
We continue another week on the series Adoption is an Option. In studio with me is a lovely young lady by the name of Monique van Heerden. It's good to have you on Impact 103's Morning Drive. I believe this is your debut on radio, Monique.
It is. Thanks for having me.
Well, you sound like an absolute natural. It's great to have you here. Don't hear any nerves in your voice, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Because it means that we are talking about something that is a story that's been part of your life for so long now. It just comes so naturally to you. Let's paint the picture. You are married to Mark. You have three children. Two of those children are your biological children and one is adopted. Let's find out how long you've been married for. How old are your children?
We've been married for 15 years this year. Our oldest daughter is turning 14 next month. You blink and it happens. And my middle son is 11 and Matthew turned 5 in March this year.
Yep. All right, so it's quite a bit of a gap between, but we'll understand why that gap is a bit later in this interview where we're talking about adoption. Your story is just amazing because you decided from a very young age, a young girl in fact, that you wanted to adopt. Yep. How did that come about, Monique?
Yeah. So growing up, I had a foster sister. My mom worked at a nursery school and there was a little girl there whose mom battled with addiction, and so she ended up becoming her guardian. It's a very long series of events of how that happened, but she ended up with us. And I must have been, it was between grade one and grade two, so she was with us for about a year and a half, and she stayed with us. She went to her mom every second weekend and then came back, and I saw already at such a young age the benefit that it had on her life, just having a stable environment. She had a lot of food allergies and like illnesses and stuff. So when she was with us, she was healthy and happy. And I saw the benefits of just having a stable home environment for her. And I was really young. And so, if I think back, it's surprising, but you know, young children, nothing escapes them. So I think, that was a very pivotal time in my life. It didn't end particularly well. Her mother did end up taking her away and we never saw her again. But it still left such a lasting impact on me that it was worth it. Like all of it was worth it. And and from that age, I was like, yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to adopt a child or kids, who knows. And that was a conviction that I lived with for then forever after that. And when my husband and I met, one of the first things I said to him was, well, I'm going to adopt, so that's like kind of a non-negotiable. So, and he was like, yeah, that's cool. And that was the sum total of our conversation.
That must have been quite surprising for you because you probably thought you might receive some resistance on the fact that you are going to adopt. Yes. And it is a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And that is amazing to hear how you were in agreement from then already.
No, it was a surprise that he was just so like, yeah, that's cool. Me too. And I mean, subsequently after that, I mean, we had just met and I found out that his father, my father-in-law is adopted. So it's also a very special, adoption holds a very special place in Mark's heart as well. So then I was just like, oh, there we go.
So you got married, had two of your own children,
yeah,
and then started the adoption process a few years later. Was that a quick process or was there a bit of a delay in your process?
So, I mean, I think we started the process when my middle boy was 2.5 because we're like, oh, cool, nice gap, all of those things. You try plan things. And we were met with, I think, delay after delay after delay. And eventually you kind of like start questioning whether or not this was the right thing that I'm supposed to be doing. Like, did I hear God right? Like, I don't know. I've had this desire in my heart for so long. And but there's just resistance. It felt like for everything, the first email to the like response and all of that stuff, there was just delay after delay. And then eventually, I think if obviously, I think in hindsight, you can see why. And it was about 3.5 years later, Matthew comes home with us.
So this process took 3.5 years. Yes. You went through Abba House and then yes. Abba decided
It just cool because Abba was quite a close place in my heart too, because my mom did a lot of just after having our foster sister, she did a lot of outreach stuff and, you know, knitted blankets for all these homes, and Abba was one of them that she was very involved with. So it was a familiar place in my in my head, and so we approached them, and that's how that started. But yeah, it took a bit longer, and if I think back when we started the process, Matthew wasn't even born. So had everything gone like okay, email the next week or whatever, he wasn't even born yet. So you know, when you look back and you think, why did this take so long? And then you look at Matthew and you're like, oh, because we were waiting for you.
And you saw God's details in the story of Matthew arriving at your home.
Yeah.
I think going back as far as the adoption home where he comes from is Door of Hope.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a link over there for you.
Yes. Yes. So I think they did a story on Carte Blanche or something like that, like years ago. And I was young then, maybe my late teens. And I watched it. It was the first baby to come through their baby box. It was a girl. And she now lives in America. She was adopted. I think she's maybe in her like 30s now. But she had come back to South Africa to see where it all started for her. And I watched this documentary. I was like, this place is so beautiful. And started following them on social media eventually. Instagram and that came out. I started following them, and they just held this special place in my heart, because I thought it was such a beautiful place, such a beautiful, and the name Door of Hope is just, it's such a beautiful name, because it is, it's giving hope to those birth moms as well, that there's a safe space that they can, you know, leave their babies. And it was pretty cool when we eventually get our phone call, which also took long. And now we were wondering, oh, are we not matched? Because is it us? Is there something wrong? You know, you start to doubt all these things because you're human. And you start thinking, maybe it's me. Maybe they can't match us with any child because it's us. And then, you know, all this doubt sort of comes in. And then you get this phone call, and he's like, yeah, we've matched you with this little boy. His name's Matthew. And prior to this, I had never had a conversation with anybody at Abba or any of the interviews that we had had, that I have Irish heritage. I love my heritage. And so I love that my granny was born there, you know, all of that. It's really special to me. My family still live there. And so I'd never mentioned this to them. And in that moment, I think God just knew that I needed just a little encouragement in that moment, that this is, you know, I'm in the details, like I've got this. There's been delays for reasons and I've got this. And so the picture that came up on my phone when she sent it to us, such a surreal experience as well. Like, here's your son and he has this cute little photo and he's wearing this shirt with all these little shamrocks on it. And it says, Mommy's, I think it was Mommy's Little Lucky Charm.
So Irish,
yeah,
isn't it?
Super. I was like, oh my gosh, but I'd never mentioned that to them at all. So it was just God's little reminder, like, I'm in the details, like, you've got this.
That's amazing. And also you and Mark, your husband, were not sure if your little boy is going to have a name or if you're going to have to name him.
Yeah.
So you decided on the name Kingston.
Yes.
And there was another confirmation that the Lord gave you.
Yeah. So we had thought, we weren't sure, obviously, what his name was going to be. So we thought we'd love to give him a name from us. And so we had decided beforehand that Kingston, it's a beautiful name. It means where the king settles. It's, yeah, a beautiful, strong name. So, when we went to go fetch him, they dress him up in this cute little outfit, and had a waistcoat and these big gold buttons on the waistcoat, and there were these huge king's crowns on the little buttons of the waistcoat. And I mean, maybe for somebody else it wouldn't have meant anything, but for me, I was just like, okay, this is cool. Like, God is in every detail, from every delay to every paper we had to wait to get signed for this perfect timing for this little person to come be with us.
Monique, it's a beautiful story. And like we mentioned earlier on, that you have two biological children of your own. How has that worked in terms of integrating little Matthew into your family?
You know, I think that if out of everything, my one of my concerns is, will he bond with me? Will there be this attachment to us, you know, as myself and Mark? And our kids were a bit older, so it was a little bit easier because they understood. We could chat to them about the adoption process and what it means, and so just like bring God into it and how he adopts us. And so for them, it's been so seamless, I think, and so natural. And now we can't imagine life without him, and I'm sure they can't imagine life without him either. He's our firecracker in the house. They fit so perfectly together. He's got a completely different personality, but he's strong, and it's been like a normal sort of relationship between siblings. They fight as much as they love each other.
And that's what you want.
Yes.
You don't want that separation of this is my biological, these are my biological children, this is my adopted child. It's exactly what you said. We are adopted into the kingdom of heaven, and now your children are understanding that.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful story that you are telling. Should a married couple or a lady or a man be deciding or thinking about adoption? They've got two children of their own, and it's been tugging at their hearts to go and adopt. Mm. What is your advice to them?
I think, like, ask the questions. Like, find those people that have gone before you and just chat to them, because I think adoption can seem so, it's like big, it's a big decision, and it's a little person's life. But it's encouraging when you hear stories of everyone else and also just God in it and how, like, we can't do things on our own. And having a community of people around you that have gone before you, I think, it's so vital. And, and Abba is amazing. I mean, you get put into groups with other people adopting. So you sort of go through this together. And they're incredibly supportive. And so to find an agency or a private adoption social worker that really will come alongside you, because that was vital for us. We had lots of encouragement and lots of support and, 3 days worth of workshops. And it was just amazing. And so, I would say ask the questions, look it up, do the research, find a place that you feel comfortable approaching, and go for it. Talk about it with your kids. From when I was 8, like, my mom spoke to me very much in reality of what's going on in this little person's life, and that's why she's with us. And it was easy to understand. It wasn't scary. And I think kids want to know, and they want to hear all the details. And it's a beautiful way that you can bring the gospel as well. So,
do the research and also just be obedient to the Lord.
Yeah.
It's a bold thing to do, but when you see God's in the details, it makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Monique van Heerden, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you sharing your adoption story, how you have two biological children of your own and you have an adopted son, and it's just been seamless from the time that he arrived at home. Yes, a few delays, but that's because, like you said, he wasn't even born yet, and you can't imagine Matthew not in your family.
Never.
Appreciate your time this morning on Impact 103.
Thanks so much.
Impact 103 Morning Drive.